This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Patriotic Independence Day celebrates him. Veteran in Florida, GOP congressional candidate Corey Booth. If knowledge is power, her brain could blow a fuse. Fox Business correspondent Susan Lee. She's more demanding than a ransom note. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. That sound you hear means he's doing jumping jacks or there's a thunderstorm approaching. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus. Biden empowers the IRS to make your life an IR mess. Yep, the government is targeting our banks like a bunch of gold-digging skanks. Always wanted to rhyme skanks with banks. So what? So according to Susan, President Biden needs a ton of cash to fund the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill. It's her, your words, not mine. Don't get angry, Susan. Wait,
okay. Did I say that?
I don't know. One way to do that, they claim, is to beef up the IRS's funding and power. And now the bill may include a mandate that would force banks to turn over to the IRS annual cash flows for ordinary account holders. And the threshold is any account with over $600, or basically any American with a side hustle recycling beer cans. Yeah. So as if your annual tax filing was already an overcomplicated mess, I've been claiming edible underwear as meal deductions. If you eat them, it's true. Now they'll track your transactions in a massive data grab to soak you dry. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, or Janet Lyon, am I right, says this will help catch wealthy tax dodgers. And with Democrats in charge, people with $600 are now considered wealthy, which will probably be the case after they drain us all of our savings. So obviously $600 is nothing these days, especially for Kat. Did you know what that gets her in her life? It's 20 bottles of Cuervo.
Great.
100 Jello shots at a Cancun spring break hotel, or 3 complete cleanings of an Uber after she throws up in them the night before.
I'm not really a puker.
Well, that's good to know. She's not a puker. All right, Corey, that's good news. Your jacket is safe. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe that this is all about finding tax like $600? There's something else going on here, right?
Well, and again, here's the thing. It's not just that if you have $600 in your account. If you have $600 a year in transactions.
Yes.
I mean, period.
Yes.
There is no American that I'm aware of who doesn't do at least $600 in transactions.
Yeah.
So what this is the IRS and big government trying to pry and spy on Americans once again. But now they're not being as covert as they used to be. They're now actually being over. I remember when they were trying to utilize the Postal Service to actually try and spy on you. So again, this is where big government tries to get their overreach and continue to spy on the American people and follow the CCP guidelines.
Yeah. I just spent $600 on the corner of 53rd and 3rd.
Yeah, where you got those khakis. I thought those khakis wouldn't be $600, but you know.
Well, you forgot the yellow socks.
You know,
yes. He gave them to me though for $600.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going there. You know what, though? You are going to bring back the old money-saving institution of the mattress.
Yes.
You are going to have Americans say, don't put it in the bank. You're going to lose it. So then you're going to see guys like drug dealers and money launderers getting their own infomercials teaching Americans how to protect and hide their money. Because it's not, yeah.
They're applauding drug dealers on Fox News.
Because we're going to end up, we're all domestic terrorists. Why not throw some drug dealing in there anyway?
And you got $600.
Because I'm telling you right now, a rich tax dodger, his bank accounts are on an island somewhere. Because he's rich and he knows how to divert his funds. So you're going to mess with the single dad whose child support is murdering him and everything else. And then, by the way, did you make $200 on DraftKings? Tax his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, we're laughing, but wait till it happens to you. Happens to me, I'm just be out.
Well, I don't think I'll be a single dad, but...
There's still time.
You can identify as whatever you want. Yeah, it's all on you.
Don't forget,
I'm a pregnant mom.
Yeah. Kat, again, is there something that we're not being told?
We're not being told anything. They're just saying what it's not, but they're not telling us why.
What it is.
But yes, nobody asks why or what do you mean, which is why when they say tax the rich, people are like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute. Have you ever thought maybe you're the rich?
Yeah.
You never ask them what the rich means. And now this is to go after wealthy people, but the limit is having had a cumulative $600 in a single year. Mm-hmm. There was a year where I had a brief time where I didn't have a place to live. I spent $600 that year.
Yes.
I was not a wealthy person that year.
No. No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
But you know what? I'm stronger for it.
You know what? I just... Political donations will be tracked now.
Oh, yeah, political donations.
Oh, you donated $200 to the Republicans. Oh, you're getting taxed.
Ooh, that's what...
Watch out.
Yeah, I think they do that, though, right? Everybody knows... political donations, right?
Well, I think you have to declare over a certain amount.
Yeah.
But you're killing...
You're the business expert here.
Apparently. Tyrus is pretty good, I would say.
See?
Uh-huh. Not bad.
So money in the mattress.
Right. No, or it goes into Bitcoin. Yep. Or cryptocurrency or Coinbase. Or you're killing your own financial
system. If you put your Bitcoins in the mattress?
Well,
you can't. I know the answer to this one. It doesn't exist.
That might be hard.
Yeah. You have to drill... You have to drill for the Bitcoin.
You mine for it. I like that. You're connecting both types
of
assets.
Don't talk to me like I'm a child with a head injury.
But you're dressed like a private school student.
All right.
You look the kids in the movie School of Rock.
Overrated movie.
I think underrated.
Oh, all right. Well, it's no DraftKings. I thought you said DraftKings, and I thought about it for a while.
That works too, Greg.
Yes. All right.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Did you go out of your head the day Facebook crapped the bed? Time stood still for several hours yesterday as Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were all down. And for a few terrifying hours, people around the world suddenly found themselves being productive. This just as 60 Minutes aired a segment in which a whistleblower claimed the company covered up evidence that its platform was spreading hate misinformation. Talk about a coincidence. That's like me calling in sick after a night hot tubbing with Geraldo. Oh, it's food poisoning. No, it's Geraldo poisoning. Ooh, that got an ew. As it turns out, Facebook's own engineers were to blame. They admitted as much in a blog post with a bunch of high-tech words like configuration changes on the backbone routers. Translation, some dolt hit the wrong button. They leaned against a switch, and it effectively removed Facebook from the internet. It's hilarious. It is hilarious. What button did they push to make it all go away? And can they do it again permanently? It's a good... Yes. I'll take the applause. I'm shallow. It's a good lesson for all of us. It's why we never let our interns get too close to the controls.
Steve, do not press that button.
What, this button?
Yeah,
this?
Don't.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
That was amazing.
Oh my God, we're gonna be in so much trouble. Do not press that again.
Why wouldn't I press it again?
Mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour.
Oh, that was awesome.
Do not press it a third time. We got lucky the first two times. Do not do it again.
I got to hit it a third time.
No, wait.
You know, Tyrus, it's a little known fact. There is a button in this building that can change the stations while we're on TV. Did you know that?
A remote?
Yeah, it's a universal remote.
Wow.
And it changes everything.
Man,
I know.
Go back if you miss something?
Yes. Did you miss me when Facebook went down? We couldn't share photos.
Okay, first of all, I don't have a Facebook, so...
Then who's the guy I've been, like...
No, I don't know, because I don't have...
I sent private personal photos to you.
You never once bothered why I never commented? Oh, you thought I was keeping...
You said I looked hot in that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me, Gutfeld. Yeah, I don't have Facebook. I like playing outside. But I hope for those who... And there was a few people that I saw were getting pretty upset. And I was like, 6 hours? You need to look in the mirror real hard if you couldn't look at a picture of somebody's fake life for 6 hours. But more importantly than that, this whole the leaking thing and seeing that Facebook is just like our government where they try to play everybody against each other and profit from it, this could have been a good time for parents to really think about it. We need to make sure that our kids aren't on social media. They don't need it. Just like you wouldn't give your kid a beer and a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
Don't give your kids social media because of the long-term effects can be actually worse than cigarettes if you're looking at some of the stuff that's going on.
And that's the same effect on the brain, right? Yep. The brain chemistry is affected.
And we need to challenge Facebook. Why is it only celebrities that are verified? Why is not everybody verified? Why, if you have to have I know Democrats are going to cry. You should have to have a driver's license or an identification card to have a social media account so people know who you are. You can be held accountable and we can stop all the fake, not like what the guy asked for, the fake account.
I have Instagram accounts for both of my animals.
Wow.
Instas.
Well, I have nothing else to say, Kat. I give up.
You're an expert in this sort of thing, Susan. You've talked about this on Fox Business, where she is, and aside from your coarse language, you have a lot to say about this. What is going
on? Well, a lot of people came up to me saying it couldn't be coincidence.
Right.
Right after 60 Minutes whistleblower, a testimony on Tuesday, and then all of a sudden everything blows up because of routine maintenance. Yeah, I would say yes. It's kind of hard to believe for a company that's worth $1 trillion, that has, 60% of the world's connected internet users on their platforms, and one button brings the whole thing down.
Yes, they leaned against it. I hope that's true. I don't have any evidence for this, but that's never stopped me from making a definite claim about something.
But I didn't use global backbone capacity, data servers. That would have put you to sleep.
Oh, yeah, you could just string those words together, Susan. Doesn't mean a damn thing to me. But you sound great doing it. I'll tell you that much. Kat, you were probably, did you get the shakes? By the way, it seems kind of weird that people think that it's a big deal. Facebook is kind of dead, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're more into TikTok.
I was on TikTok for a couple weeks. I probably do spend too much time on social media, but I don't agree with people saying that being addicted to social media is the same as being addicted to heroin, which I've heard a lot of recently.
Me too.
If you do mean that both should be, free of heroin use and opiate use and social media use should be free of government restrictions, I do. But anyone saying the addictions are the same has clearly never met a heroin addict.
Yes,
like,
that's true.
I dated one very briefly. I literally did. Whatever. It was long distance. I realized he relapsed. Then it was over pretty quickly when I realized that he definitely did. Long story short, he died owing me thousands of dollars. I don't think that's going to happen to little Susie who's on Snapchat too much.
Don't worry, the IRS is
not really a comparable situation.
I don't know. I've gotten a lot of money out of that Tyrus guy.
It's not me, Gutfeld.
He paid for a lot of those photos, Corey. Photos that I give away for free. Anyway, would the world be a better place without Facebook?
Absolutely. I mean, look, here's the bottom line. So we know for a fact that the Taliban, as they continue to clear out all Afghanistan, what do they utilize as their actual communication method? WhatsApp. Not to mention the fact that Facebook, which I'm surprised hasn't been investigated further, and I found out earlier, is responsible for over half of the active recruitment of sex trafficking.
Oh, wow.
So that's all for Facebook. I mean, granted, I feel bad for the guy who's like, I've lost all my friends. I have to go actually talk to people now. I haven't had Facebook since, I don't know, high school. But the whole point is that I think that the world is better off without a lot of the social media. People have to actually have to go out and engage with one another. You can't have sexual predators and others who are basically preying upon the way they do you with your photos.
Yes.
And so, and not to mention the fact that there's terrorist organizations who could be verified. For example, as a congressional candidate, I can't be verified on Twitter, but... Don't worry about it. The spokesperson for the Taliban has a Twitter-approved verified account.
And you have a better beard than him.
So true.
You know what?
So true.
Yeah, there's a joke in there.
I feel so flattered right now.
Yeah. It wasn't me, Gutfeld.
All right. I got to go. They're going to be waving me on. Thank God, because I was going to say something offensive. We are out of time. Thanks to Corey Mills, Susan Lee, Kat Tibb, Tyrus, our studio audience.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.